This is 101.1 FM WBRULP, WFOOLP, WVVX, LP Providence. It's about 7 o'clock on a Friday evening, and you are tuned to the Beat Surrender. All right. Hey, welcome, friends, to another spine-tingling episode of the Beat Surrender. Yeah, this is episode 6 of this lovely 7th season. And we are approaching the end of Women's History Month. And we would be remiss if we didn't showcase some female artists tonight. Well, you know, even more so than we usually do. So, that's going to be fun. And my name is Dan, and I'm going to be your host for the next hour. And with spring having officially sprung, I have been reinvigorated to bring you the best in classic punk, post-punk, proto-punk, cow-punk, power-pop, garage rock, alt-country, ska, new wave, and even a taste of some of the new stuff that speaks to the old stuff. All right, on tonight's show, we have new music from Mary Timoney. We have the latest edition of This Week in Punk Rock History. And we've got a town hall full of classic jams, just like this one.
Such a drag to want something sometime. One thing leads to another, I know. Was a time I wanted you for mine. Nobody knew. You arrived like a day and passed like a cloud. I made a wish, I said it out loud. Loud in a crowd. Everybody heard. 'Twas the talk of the town. Now my place to know what you feel. I'd like to know, but why should I? Who were you then? Who are you now? Oh, common labor by night, by day highbrow. Back in my room, I wonder then I sit on the bed, look at the sky. Up in the sky, how do you bang? Talk of the time. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe someday. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe someday. You've changed. You've changed your place in this world. You've changed. You've changed your place in this world. Oh, but it's hard to live by the rules. I never could and still never do. The rules and such never bothered you. You call the shots and they follow. I watch you steal from a distance and go back to my room. Never know. I want you, but now is the talk of the town. Oh,
101.1 FM. You are listening to The Beat Surrender. And that was Bikini Kill with Rebel Girl, rounding out a set of songs celebrating Women's History Month. Yeah, Bikini Kill, led by the incomparable Kathleen Hanna. And they pioneered the Riot Girl movement of the early 90s. And Rebel Girl is one of their earliest and probably best-known song. And there are actually three different studio versions of the song. And we heard the single version released in 1993 and produced by Joan Jett. Yeah, yeah. And then we heard from Miss Jett before that with Light of Day from the movie soundtrack of the same name from 1987. A song written by Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. Hey, you remember the movie? Yeah, it was Joan Jett's acting debut, and in the movie she was in a band called the Bar Busters. Yeah, yeah, terrible band name. But she was in the band with her brother, Michael J. Fox, and the bass player was none other than Michael McKean. Yes, yes, that's Lenny Kozlowski from Laverne and Shirley. And that's also David St. Hubbins from Spinal Tap. And most recently, Chuck McGill from Better Call Saul. Yeah. Hey, if you've got McKeon leading your rhythm section, I think your band's in pretty good shape. Yeah. All right. Hey, the Bangles gave us Hero Takes a Fall from their debut long player All Over the Place from 1984. Yeah, easily my favorite Bangles record. And the Pretenders kicked off the show. Yeah, of course. Playing something from Chrissie Hynde and the Boys Tonight was a no-brainer. And I spun Talk of the Town from their second album, Pretenders 2, released in 1981. All right. Hey, nice set spotlighting some female artistes. And we'll have some more later in the show, including next, as we turn to some new music. All right, Mary Timoney has released her first solo album in almost 20 years. It's called Untame the Tiger, and it came out in February on Merge Records. Now, Mary made her name in the 90s with Boston-based band Helium, peaking in 1995 with their album The Magic City. Yeah, great record. And later, she was a member of the all-female post-punk bands Wild Flag and X-Hex, who I had a chance to see back in 2019 at the Met in Pawtucket. Really, really cool show. All right. Now, Untame the Tiger is her fifth studio album, and it might be her best one. Slater Kinney's Carrie Brownstein once described Timoney as, quote, Mary Shelley with a guitar. All right. Yeah, I can get into that. All right. Hey, let's hear the song Don't Disappear. From the new record. Ladies and germs, stomp your hands, clap your feet for some new Mary Timoney.
feel the first rays of the sun.
1.1 FM, Brown Student and Community Radio. This is The Beat Surrender, and we started that set with new music from Mary Timoney from her new album, Untame the Tiger, released in February on Merge Records. We heard the song Don't Disappear. Yeah. And then we proceeded to Vanish and Fade Away. Yeah. XTC Side Hustle, The Dukes of Stratosphere followed. With the close to perfect pop song Vanishing Girl from their second release Sonic Sunspot from 1987. All right. The Bodines gave us Fade Away from their brilliant debut album Love and Hope and Sex and Dreams from 1986, produced by T-Bone Burnett. Yeah, and the Bodines were never quite the same after that first record. Yeah, they sort of came in with a bang and went out with a whimper, at least in my book. Anyway, Buffalo Tom closed things out with their classic, Tail Lights Fade, from their third album, Let Me Come Over, from 1992. And word on the street is that the band is working on a new album that will be called Jump Rope, their 10th album overall, and their first since 2018's Quiet and Peace. And a single from the album has recently been released. It's called Helmet, and we'll be playing that one on the next show. Yeah. So, hey, you know, the world may be swirling down a giant toilet, but at least we've got some new Buffalo Tom to look forward to. So, chin up, buttercup. All right. Hey, you know what time it is. It is time for This Week in Punk Rock History. This week, we are going back to March 17th, 1978. Generation X finally have their first album released by Chrysalis Records. It was produced by Martin Rushent and recorded in 1 week, with many of the songs being completed in one take, including their current single, Ready, Steady, Go. The songs are all original compositions by Billy Idol and Tony James, including 100 Punks, Kiss Me Deadly, and Youth, 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 among others. Now, the U.S. version of the album is a bit different, as it includes four tracks not included on the U.K. version, namely the two prior U.K. singles, Your Generation and Wild Youth, and a cover of John Lennon's Gimme Some Truth. All right. In a review, Rosalind Russell of the Record Mirror says that, quote, punk hasn't disappeared. It's moved on to reassess itself. And the bands that have the talent to write and play are surviving. And that's two qualities that Gen X have proved they have on this album. I was cheered to find out that Teenage Rebellion is not dead.
Pizza. I'm America. How's your favorite son? Do you care just what he's done?
On 101.1 FM, you are tuned to the Beat Surrender. And we began that set with Generation X, led by Billy Idol and Tony James. Yeah, and after the breakup of Gen X, James would go on to form Sig Sig Sputnik. And eventually he would become the bassist for the Sisters of Mercy. Yeah. And after the breakup of Gen X, Billy Idol would become Billy Idol, right? All right. Hey, we heard Wild Youth from their wonderful self-titled debut released in 1978. All right. And after that, we kept things young and wild. Yeah. Debbie Harry and Blondie gave us Die Young, Stay Pretty. All right. From their fourth album, Eat to the Beat, from 1979. All right. Iggy Pop has always been a real wild child. Yeah. And that was a cover song. Yeah. The original was done by Australian artist Johnny O'Keefe back in 1958. Yeah. Now, Iggy's version was included on his seventh studio album, Blah Blah Blah, released in 1986 and produced by David Bowie. Yeah. And it was his most commercially successful album. Yeah. Though not his best album. No, in fact, probably far from his best album. All right. Hey, Circle Jerks closed out the set with Wild in the Streets from the album of the same name released in 1982. And yeah, and that's also a cover song. The original was written and performed by the great Garland Jeffries back in 1973. And then later re-recorded and included on his second album, Ghost Rider, in 1977. All right. Hey. Hey, let's keep things rolling here with a few more from some female rockers.
Get
101.1 FM. This is The Beat Surrender, and that was Concrete Blonde, led by powerhouse vocalist Johnette Napolitano, doing Still in Hollywood, one of my faves, from their self-titled debut album from 1986. And yeah, we played some Concrete Blonde on our last show. And that was the first time in a while that we'd played them. And now, two shows in a row. So, hey, sometimes things come in bunches, right? All right. Hey, X started that little set from the City of Angels with a title track from their first album called Los Angeles, yeah? Released in 1980 on the fabled Slash Records label. Miss Exene Cervenka joining John Doe with vocal duties on that one. A classic indeed, yeah. And while not having reached classic status yet, our Instagram and Facebook pages are pretty dang good, yeah, I think. So pay us a visit there if you please, all right? And we have podcasts of our prior shows available as well. Wherever you may listen to podcasts, check them out, subscribe, enjoy. You know the drill. All right. Hey. Well, we have reached that time once again when we must wave goodbye. But before we do, let's take a moment and wish happy trails to Carl Wallinger of World Party, who passed away on March 10th at the age of 66. Yeah. Now, it was only a few shows ago that I was extolling the virtues of World Party's second album, Goodbye Jumbo. And who'd have thought that I'd be eulogizing Carl Wallinger today? Yeah. Yeah, just crazy. Well, before he formed World Party, Wallinger was a member of the Waterboys. And yeah, he did those great backing vocals on the Hole of the Moon. You remember that? Yeah. Well, Mike Scott, leader of the Waterboys, said that Wallinger was one of the finest musicians I've ever known. So let's go out with a song by World Party. And let's revisit the Goodbye Jumbo album from 1990. Yeah, we're going to listen to the second single from the album. It's called Put the Message in the Box. So, till next time, this has been The Beat Surrender on 101.1 FM, WBRU LP, WFOO LP, WVVX LP Providence. So, let's all do as Carl says. Put the message in the box, put the box into the car, drive the car around the world until you get heard.
the world says, give a little bit, give a little bit of your love to me. 'Cause I'm waiting right here in my open arms. She says, give a little bit, give a little bit of your soul. That love in the air.